Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's a common perception, taken to be fact nowadays, that your phone is spying on you. But what about your air fryer? A just published study claims that some fryers, along with other kitchen utensils, are sending information back to China. We're joined by Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
I assume this isn't every sort of air fryer.
No, I'm actually looking at my own air fryer across the room here that is not connected to the internet at all. So no, not every air fryer is doing this. So before people start chucking them in the bin, what this study referred to was these connected appliances. So you've probably noticed there's an awful lot of devices now that come with an internet connection. Now, I'm looking around my kitchen at the moment and I've got a connected coffee maker, a connected oven, a connected smart pet feeder. And all of these use internet connections and they all ask for certain permissions when you sign up. Now, this is where things start to get a bit murky because while some companies will collect the minimum amount of information that's needed and will use the minimum amount of permissions, not all appliances do that. And that's what this study focused on. This study was looking at the permissions that were not necessary. And it's not just about sending data back. It's about, you know, does the app look for access to the microphone? Does the app look for access to the camera? Does it need access for this to actually work? And a lot of the times what you'll find out is it doesn't. So when you are buying an appliance like this, and if you decide you need a smart air fryer, and to be honest, I don't really see the value in a smart air fryer. I'm going to admit I did not buy my oven because it was a smart oven. It was just one of those things that it had and occasionally I use it. But if you decide that you want a smart air fryer, first of all, why would you need a smart air fryer? They're fairly smart as it is. You just throw the food in, hit a setting and 20 minutes later, your food comes out really well done. For most people, I know some people hate air fryers, but you know, what you have to understand is what they're using these permissions for. So some of these devices will use, and it will use the app because it means you can start the air fryer from a remote location. Absolutely no idea why people would need it. But, you know, if you're cooking something that will take maybe an hour and a half, you know, maybe an air fryer is not the job for it. That is what these are using your apps for. So you can maybe throw a recipe at the air fryer and it will decide what settings it needs to use. What it doesn't need is access to your microphone or access to your location unless you want the air fryer to start as soon as you get within a kilometer and a half of your house. Again, not necessary. So what people need to look at when they're buying these appliances, what kind of permissions is it looking for? And they are fairly easy to find because anytime you install an app, you know, or you set up a device, it will ask for permission to access certain things on your phone. If you say no and it won't allow you to use an air fryer because you've decided it doesn't need access to your microphone, well, then I'd question the value of that appliance. And to be honest, I'd be returning it fairly quick.
Mm. Why would an air fryer need any access to it? Like, do air fryers come with microphones? Can you talk to them?
No, usually when a smart device asks for access to the microphone, it's so you could say maybe issue voice commands. So if you have a robot vacuum cleaner and you want to say, you know, whatever you call the vacuum cleaner, clean the kitchen, and then off it goes and does that. Again, it's one of these things that's kind of crept in, not strictly necessary. And a lot of them now will use third-party services like Google, Alexa, HomeKit devices. So you can actually just talk to your smart speaker and then your smart speaker will do all the work. So the actual device itself doesn't necessarily need access to your microphone. Again, it's not something that's necessary. The other thing that a lot of them will ask for is access to precise location, which makes me very uncomfortable because why does your air fryer need to know your precise location? Mm. I've never had an air fryer emergency where the food needs to be on as I geofence, you know, across a geofence line. I can see, like, so a smart alarm will give you an alert if you leave a certain area without setting your alarm. And it will say you've gone like a kilometre and a half from your house. You've forgotten to set the alarm. Do you want to set it? That I can understand as having value. That's a security issue. But, you know, for my air fryer, not a hope. So anything like that. And you know, as I said, as you install the devices, they will ask for this permission for each of these individual things. You can actually turn it off if you accidentally skip through all this, as a lot of people do, and grant permissions that actually, on thinking about it, you'd rather not. You can go back into the app in your settings and, you know, take that permission off. The other thing, though, that's separate to that was the trackers and sending data back to China. That's usually buried somewhere in the terms and conditions or the privacy policy on the app, which nobody, let's face it, ever reads.
No.
Now, the quick way around that is to pull up the policy on your phone and do a quick search for keywords. So like I would usually search for servers, trackers, location data, just certain keywords. And that will kind of highlight within that privacy policy, you know, kind of the key information that you need to know, what they're doing with your data, what servers are they sending it to, what kind of trackers do they have, what kind of trackers are they sharing information with? Because while people talk about their smartphones listening to them, what they actually do is far creepier, because they use these trackers that are online to build a profile of you, regardless of whether or not you have a Facebook profile or an Instagram profile. So you don't actually need to have accounts with these services for them to be building a profile of you. To me, that's creepier than just straightforward listening, because, you know, that's very easily solved. You can just turn off the microphone and turn off microphone permissions. And hopefully the devices will actually, you know, adhere to that.
Yeah. Now, in this study, they said sending personal data to servers in China, which is and people might automatically think, oh, that's creepy. And that some spy agency in Beijing is saying, Kira O'Brien fed her cat three times today and that kind of thing. Who actually gets this information? Is it known?
Well, this is the thing. So they share with third parties. Now, when you sign up to these apps, when you open the app, it asks you to adhere to or to accept their privacy policy. This is where all this is buried. So this is what we need to be reading. We need to be reading privacy policies. And I'm the first to admit, I don't read them all. I just don't. You don't have the time for that. If you were to spend the time reading every single privacy policy and all the terms and conditions for every service you sign up for, it would take about 3 years of your life. Somebody actually did a study on this a while ago. And I'd say it's actually, even now, it's actually, that was a few years ago. I'd say now it's even worse, because everything has an app. Everything has a privacy policy. We are protected to a certain extent in the EU because of GDPR. But again, this depends on companies actually sticking to it. And as we have seen, you know, there are always instances where the data protection commissioner has to come in and say, well, actually, no, you can't do that. Case in point recently being that Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it these days, decided to start using people's posts to train their Grok AI bot, or whatever they call it these days. And they just decided to do that. They opted everybody in, instead of asking people, do you mind if we do this? Which is what Meta had to do. And the DPC took them to court to actually get them to stop doing this. And they did give an undertaking to the court that they would no longer do this, and any data that they had collected would be deleted. But the problem is it requires people to notice what they're doing. And to notice what companies are doing. And it's not always obvious. So what I would say is, you know, just keep an eye on privacy policies. And if you've signed up to something and an email arrives saying, we're changing our terms and conditions, we're changing our privacy policy, this is what we're going to do, don't just delete the email, as we're often tempted to do. Read it and see what they're actually changing.
Yeah. Crikey. Kira, thanks a million as ever. Kira O'Brien there, tech correspondent with the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.